Yes, thank you. I saw the play several weeks ago, and so the play was about Rachel protesting occupation in Gaza. And the reason there were occupation in Gaza, there are a number of settlers in Gaza, Israel removed all of them at great human and financial cost to all of those people who, some of whom don't have housing in Israel yet. And still shells and bombs keep coming over the border into civilian areas in Israel, and there's still smuggling of arms from Egypt into Gaza. So leaving Gaza, it seems that it just continues as it did when Israel was in Gaza. So my question to you, Suleiman, is what responsibility do the Palestinians have who elected Hamas, and Hamas has recently said that it will not recognize Israel's existence, and then the government? So do you think the Palestinians have any responsibility to show that they want to coexist peacefully?
The other side has to be clear here that the 7,000 Israeli settlers, when they return from Gaza, they bring back to Israel. I live there and I showed them my directly. So it was, and they closed Gaza like one jail and a big jail, like some people they said it's a small jail, and they control everything around Gaza, sky, water, borders. Everything. And it's not true that there are no soldiers in Gaza or in Sittler. There are some, about the Palestinian resistance in general, first of all, linked to the international law. Frankly, the Palestinians in general, most of the Palestinians, they couldn't the assemblies, if you mention about assemblies. But they have the right to resist the occupation. And you can also, I can give you hundreds of examples of the Oslo agreement that cited, including increasing the settlements in West Bank and controlling the water resources and stolen the land for building the separate wall around Jerusalem, around Bethlehem, inside the Palestinian land, and thousands of Palestinian prisoners, 10,000 inside the villages. Including the people from Gaza. If there are no occupation in Gaza, why they still hold Palestinian prisoners inside the cemeteries, including women and children, and they prevent the export and import from Gaza, the free export and import from Gaza, and so on. I can give you hundreds of examples about the Israeli policy in the Palestinian occupied territory. Although I don't see thousands of Palestinians with all the motivations for violence there. I don't see thousands of them involved with bombing against Israel. Which is many people can understand it. Because anyway, the people there, they are dying anyway. They are going to die anyway because there are chemical sanctions and so on. About Hamas, I don't see Hamas as a terroristic group. I don't see Hamas as Hamas many times after the elections. I believe the other part, by the way. But after the elections, they many times suggest ceasefire with Israel. But as I died during 5 minutes, they refused the suggestion. I see that when they are refusing for peace suggestions, the Israeli government, not just Hamas suggestion. I remind you, 4 years ago, all the Arabic countries, all the Arabic governments, including Syria and Lebanon, including the Palestinians, when Yasser Arafat was inside his office 4 years, all of them support the civilian initiative for full peace and with Israel withdrawal from the Arabic territory. But directly also, Israel answered that it's not worth to read the agreement, the initiative. It was, for me, it was the most chance for us, for the Israeli side and for the Arab Israel to have a real peace there and full normalization with Israel. Inside the initiative. It's difficult for me to understand and to accept the idea to blame the victims. It's impossible. Also, we have to
answer the question.
I believe, in general, I don't believe that the Palestinian people have later repair, and I believe that most of the Palestinians, the majority of the Palestinians, also are struggling with the world peace. But let's see, logical thinking. If now with all the motivation there, then I don't see really like thousands of Palestinians fighting with the violence against us right now. I see non-violence movement, big Palestinian non-violence movement now in Palestine and all the Palestinian territory. So you can imagine if we haven't the stillness, if we haven't the war, if we haven't the slaughter, if we haven't the occupation with all the details, I don't see any kind of Palestinian violence against the Israeli side. And they should decide. I believe also that most of the Israeli people, they want peace and security and the land. This is the problem. So they should decide to stop the repair of the occupation and to live with their harmony with their neighbors. Not all the time force their neighbors and control their life. And if you live there in Jenin camp or in Gaza, I'm not sure you will agree about my way, non violence. Really.
Something that I've heard countless times from Israelis is we can give Palestinians as much land as they would like, but they will always fight us. They will always fight us. This is what you hear time and again, and it says in the charters of various Palestinian groups that Israel has the right to exist, and et cetera, et cetera. So keep that in mind as you're responding.
I think that all sides have radical groups with extreme views and extreme sayings and expressions. Both Israelis and Palestinians, many times they are more religious or more fundamentalist, sometimes secular radicals, but we can hear the same language. They want to kill us all in both sides. But at the same time, it's important to understand that the majority, although suffered from ignorance, especially in my side, and fear striking, do not think like that. And that's why we need people to work and to convince and to show people that these fears and these words and these kind of expressions are being used to manipulate their minds, just like your leaders here are talking to you all the time. At the same time, it's very important to understand the violence used by the Palestinians as a Jewish person, learning all the history of my people, of struggling always against occupations, the Roman, the slavery in Egypt, the in Greek. It's always struggling against occupation. So we have Hanukkah, we have Passover, we have all these holidays that we are celebrating our struggle against occupations. So it's of course understandable and even legitimate. But at the same time, we have to think what is more practical for bringing freedom for the people. And I believe, in the same way my friends, Palestinians and Israelis in our group, that the violence of the Palestinians, such as the Qassam rockets, is causing just damage to the Palestinian cause. And we believe that struggling non-violent together will bring both Palestinians liberty and Israelis being free of being occupiers. And this is something very pragmatic. That's why we are so much against the violence from both sides. That's why we initiate this group. That's why many Israeli who were fighters, who were pilots, commando soldiers, officers, and Palestinians who were fighters who sent many years in prison are now joining forces. That's why, because we believe that together, using non-violent means, although we know and we can justify some violence of this side and some violence of this side. It's always can be justified, but at the same time we have to think practical, what will bring us real freedom and real peace, and we believe that in our way we will succeed more than the brutal way of the army and the way of the Hassans that are also aiming to civilians, and using civilians on both sides is a crime, and that's why we are against it, and we believe that in our way we can succeed more. But, and I will end my long answer with this, as you learn in history, nonviolent struggle will not work, period, if you don't have the involvement of the international community. Nonviolent actions are helping the system to continue the oppression if the international community do not cooperate with us. And that's why we are here today.
Here, guys, I've got two, but we start with the young one right there, and then the young boy.